For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks return to action tonight at the United Center, looking for their sixth win in a row as Ottawa comes to town. Scott Darling will be in goal once again, but Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Corey Crawford could play on Friday against Colorado. Crawford's been out the last 2 weeks after undergoing an appendectomy. Otter Manisimov will also sit out tonight's game with an upper body injury, but he could be back on Friday as well. Puck drops tonight at 7:30 at the United Center. Meanwhile, the Bears are practicing at Hallis Hall today, though they would usually have today off as a regular rest day. Bears take on Washington on Saturday this week, so they've got a short practice week, though not as short as Washington, who fell to Carolina last night on Monday Night Football. After an extended practice that heavily featured training camp drills, the Bulls got back on track with a win over Detroit last night. Coach Fred Hoiberg said afterwards that it was a much-needed team effort from his guys.
31 assists through three quarters. That was it was fun to watch. You know, those guys were out there playing together. And, you know, again, kept a foot on the gas for the entire 48 minutes. You know, we needed this in the worst way.
Bulls back on the court tomorrow night when they host Washington. It's the time of year for college bowl games, and we've got one tonight when Memphis takes on Western Kentucky in the Boca Raton Bowl. Speaking of bowl games, former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt was on with Mully and Hanley this morning. He shared his thoughts on players skipping bowl games.
The minute that a guy declares he's leaving, okay, and usually it's not the player. You know who's making him declare? It's the parents, because sure. The agents get to the parents or who is ever influencing right. These kids. And they say, this is money. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose money. It's all about the money. So the kid then declares, well, the minute he declares, I promise you, 99.9% of these guys are getting something from the agent.
You can hear more with Dave Wannstedt at MullyandHanley.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And Hum by Verizon is all the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Plug it in for amazing features like emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, vehicle location, and more. Upgrade your car with Hum today at Hum.com. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Julie DeCaro. You are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Appreciate you. She had updates for
what, last hour of our show. Shep had updates in the middle of our show. Mark Grody had updates at the beginning of our show. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Rick Camp helped, and that was nice. Jay Zawoski was the stalwart, was here the entire time. We appreciate that. Shep, meanwhile, was Travis Wood or Tony Graffinino doing a little bit of everything. Thank you to Ross Tucker for being on the show. Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, and our man Bruce Levine on baseball. Barry,
you're welcome. Ben Zobrist be the appropriate guy to mention?
He's not that good. You know what I mean?
Not that good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not Zobrist level. I mean, come on.
You go Tony Graffinino.
All the way down
him?
To Tony Graffinino?
Yeah.
Isn't there somebody in between?
Hey, no, Shep gave me Tony Graffinino.
That's always my go-to default utility guy. It's always the first one that pops up in my mind.
It's a good name.
He did help
the White Sox by letting a ball go through his legs.
Yeah, yeah. And David Wells had the strikeout before that. Got squeezed on a call on the pitch before that.
Where do you go for, like, the utility guy? Where does your brain go? Steve Lyons, pretty good one. I go to Jose Oquendo for some reason. I loved Jose Oquendo, especially late in that St. Louis career. He played everywhere.
I never really thought about one.
I'm Todd thinking
more Zeal? The Barkley calls are starting to leak over to you now. I like that.
Yeah, the
Matt
Barkley
calls.
Just got one right there about how he's got the makeup of a winner.
Yeah, they love him.
This city never fails.
Never does.
Never, ever fails.
You know who the right guy is. I don't have to tell you who the right guy is.
Again, but it's your guy who was...
McGowan.
Of course.
That's the guy. I don't even know why we have to have this conversation.
It's about time.
It pains me. It pains me we still have to talk about
it. You gotta love this football town. You're always, you know, you'll get... There's a couple of things that will never fail, and one of which is that the flavor of the month from whoever the quarterback, whatever placeholder quarterback happens to not be awful, will be elevated to the pantheon, and that somebody on the Bulls shouldn't be traded for an obviously great player.
Where is that right now?
Right now, last week it was a guy said Jimmy Butler is better than Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's
not that's basketball though.
No one's
Went in hard. A texter went and said Jimmy Butler is a top five player.
Did you see?
And I said, give me your top five then. And then we said, okay, you've left out the following.
I forgot to mention something I caught a little of in highlight form late last night, which is Markelle Fultz.
Oh, is he good?
Oh my goodness!
Off the bounce, he's doing stuff off the bounce. I watched a couple scouting videos on him where some scouts are breaking down exactly. To get that feathery touch that he has off a hard dribble is already NBA level.
He is a point guard at Washington and a very, very special one playing for Lorenzo Romar, who's going to be a top three pick in the NBA draft.
Lorenzo Romar, by the way, is the guy who makes it happen.
That's your dude.
Yes, I know it is. Yeah. We had a really nice conversation. I called when I was doing working with Dan, doing DePaul kind of analysis of DePaul basketball, just sitting there screaming. And I called Lorenzo Romar. He's at St. Louis then, right? Was that it?
Correct.
And he wanted that 10 minutes of a sandwich. We talked for an hour and 20 minutes about basketball.
He's got a great demeanor for the college game.
He really does. Yeah.
Just a very, very steady teacher.
He's churned out a lot of very capable pros, really, over the years, right? I mean, Isaiah Thomas is one of his.
Yes, he sure is.
Was Nate Robinson his?
Yes, absolutely. Nate Robinson was his. So he's turned out more than you realize, I do believe. Nate Robinson brings a giggle to the face of a Barry Rosner.
I want to know who you leave off that starting five if Jimmy Butler's in it. Steph Curry.
It wasn't starting five. He had Jimmy as one of the five best.
Okay.
And there were
well, no.
No, of course not.
No.
And he had him ahead of Anthony Davis, and it just, no.
Mm. Tony Phillips for utility guy. That's a great
Tony
call.
Tony Phillips. He'd punch you too.
Yeah.
Take you down underneath the stands and whoop your ass.
Oh, man. And, you know, he'd tell Jay Mariotti, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mm-hmm. Was he the one that was caught smoking crack? In Anaheim?
Yeah, there's so many.
It was.
Yeah, I think it's
Michael Irvin.
It's him.
My friend Mario in high school. Let's see. Who else?
You had a crackhead high school friend?
Dude, I had a white, suburban, brilliant guitar player crackhead friend. Yeah.
It's a lot of adjectives there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff there. It's like, really? You found your way to crack? Oh, my God. How did that happen?
That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's
inexpensive,
and it gets you where you got to go,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like $7. He used to drive into Trenton, New Jersey, and score for $7.
See, for me, I immediately, the vivid scenes from the movie The Fighter. Of Christian Bale's character
in those crack houses.
In the little that same little crack den where he would meet and then he would leave by leaping into the dumpster. And it became comedy. You know, I didn't know if it was played for a laugh early, but then at the end you're laughing at it. Donnie Ekberg, right, was the character?
I think he was just literally
diving into a dumpster.
That's David O. Russell, who's great at directing tragedy that turns to comedy.
Handling crazy people.
Yes. Terry, what do you think a six-pack of pink champagne cost back in the day? Because that's usually what got it done. That was usually good enough.
Champagne. You know, I have no idea. I never bought one. I don't know what the hell it was. But
pink champagne.
Oh, my God.
It was cheap. It was cheap and effective.
We were talking about coaching rants because Stan Van Gundy was glorious last night.
And he should have been.
Him.
Yeah.
I love him. I want a Stan Van Gundy stuffed animal to keep in bed with me.
Stan Van Gundy?
Him too. Like
there's not a big size difference.
But just the right? Memories of him and when you'd see him at a shoot around. He's always eating. He'd be in his office. You'd have mac and cheese stains on it. He was, we can't defend anybody. We're terrible. Just
very sweaty.
Oh, just I love him. He looks like a
Ron Jeremy,
like a car salesman with a bad day. It's like he's chasing his quota, and he's dyspeptic.
His team gave him a pathetic performance that for him to respond to, and then he responded.
It's hard to find
him.
A team that gives less of an effort than the Bulls.
Oh my God, the
and
Bulls
yet they
like
found
they
one
champions.
Last night.
Well, I mean, I think
and the Pistons have been playing that way, by the way.
Yeah, they have.
Players
been.
Only meeting my problems. Ass. I yep. mean, that's just.
And no, here's a question, Terry, because Reggie Jackson last night, not the guy who drove Rolls Royces across America after winning World Series, but Reggie Jackson of the Pistons last night did the whole, you don't want me to shoot? Fine. I just won't shoot then. Did that whole
petulant
thing.
That's called the Kobe.
I know that's called the Kobe, but did Jordan do that to Doug Collins? There was an Eastern Conference Finals game where Jordan and Doug had gotten into it. You don't remember that?
No. Well, that was actually quite a usual thing for them to get into it.
Oh, yeah, but
Jordan
for him,
took offense at everything, even though it was absolutely harmless.
But for him to not shoot because of that? I don't remember anything like that.
No, I...
The only thing that was close was the game against Cleveland in the playoffs when both Derek and Jimmy were doing that, and Derek started kind of pulling that. Okay,
yeah, that was crap.
Yeah,
you're right.
You want to be the man here? Okay, here you be the man. You take your turn. I'll stand over here. That's all right. I see you. You go ahead and do that. That was one time. But that was a playoff game.
Jordan wasn't going to not win a game or try to win a game or not shoot to win a game because of something like that.
I was alerted to it earlier, and I remember a story about it in the past, but I can't find any sort of detail on it. But somebody told me that there was an Eastern Conference final game where he took eight shots. And
it might have been because the Pistons were beating the living hell out of him.
Sending three guys at him every time.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah, I don't remember. All I know is that practices when they were, they couldn't have a lot of them. Nobody has a lot of them anymore. But there were some wars between those two at practices.
There were.
Michael always felt Doug was cheating him. On the score,
in a practice,
on the time. I mean, like even the clock, he would get mad.
Everything. He thought Doug was had it in for him that he was cheating him on everything. His teammates, the clock, the score. He felt Doug. That's when he ran out of practice once because he said Doug had the wrong score and he insisted his score was right that Jordan's team was behind. And Jordan's team,
That's the essence of Michael right there.
That's
playing in a practice like it's an NBA Finals.
Speaking of some of that, I had the opportunity while taking the train in today, I grabbed a copy of the Reader. And the cover story of the current Chicago Reader is by the estimable Ben Jarafsky about Craig Hodges.
Oh, yeah. I was sent this. I haven't read it yet. Craig Hodges, I believes that he was politically blackballed from continuing his NBA career.
Because of what he wore to the White House?
No, because of his outspoken beliefs in general. I mean, it wasn't what he wore to the White House. He delivered a manifesto to President Bush about it. But if you look at it in the context of today's climate, you look at it a little differently. And Craig Hodges is currently the coach at Rich East.
And his alma mater.
And it talks about his friendship with a great player from Bloom, who I'm sure he was at Raymond McCoy.
Raymond McCoy,
yeah, yep. Who was in Bloom in the late 70s, came up a cup with Aguirre and Isaiah and some of these other.
As an eighth grader, he was Raymond McCoy. As an eighth grader, mind you, was listed as one of the best. One of the five top prospects in the country.
Then they have McDonald's
going
All-American
in the high school.
Yeah, he was one of the. He was a McDonald's mm-hmm. All-American, and his that's yeah. still his guy. Mm-hmm. But it's fascinating to hear not just about to hear it again in detail about what Hodges went through, and I knew a lot of it because of his time with the Rockford Lightning, and that was sort of probably during his exile when he was in the CBA and he'd come back from Italy, but. He is quite the thing, Craig. He's got very strong thoughts, and you get where he was coming from. The allegations of some conspiracy, I don't know. But I thought that when Sam Smith has some great quotes in there about how sports leagues can conspire without conspiring, and how things can happen just because when there isn't some nefarious plan, all it takes is for somebody to think it's not worth all of the headache for somebody on the end of your
bench. The distraction.
It's the Tim Tebow thing, where there isn't some orchestrated conspiracy to keep Tim Tebow out of sports. It's just that eventually enough teams say it's just not worth it for a guy who can't do that much for me.
And you know who Craig Hodges' high school coach was?
Craig Hodges' school coach.
Because I just read it.
He's been a guest on our team, our little show here for a while. Couple times
he became a college coach
and a good one,
and accidentally became at the last minute a head coach of one of the great college teams of all time.
Steve Fisher.
Yep.
Yeah, when Bill Frieder was thinking about taking, was it Arizona State where he was going to go?
He's not a Michigan man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they launched him, and Steve Fisher goes 6-0 in the tournament with
Ramil Robinson. Right.
Yeah, Ramil Robinson at all.
Yeah, Ramil Robinson, and well, there's that six pros on that team.
Terry Mills.
Terry Mills was there, George Foreman's son.
Loy Vaught.
Sean Higgins was on that team.
And Mr. Shoot It was on that team, too.
Mr.
A problem.
Who? Eric Riley, was he on that team?
Yes, he got a cup of coffee in the league.
But the Schuster, the guy
Grant?
Who...
Oh, Glenn Rice. Sorry,
Glenn Rice. That's right.
God, think about that team. Glenn Rice, yeah. Terry Mills, Ramil Robinson.
Yeah, it was quite an outfit. And Illinois had trounced them twice, and then got beat in the Superdome in 89 by a point, Barry, was it? Or 2 points or something. I mean, Illinois, it was real. Look at the Illinois team. Also had six pros, I want to say.
Yeah, that's Nick Anderson. That's Flying Atlanta, right?
Illinois has had six pros on the team since.
That's Nick Anderson, Gil, Kenny Battle.
Stephen Bardo. Terrific point guard at 6'6". And they beat the living bejesus. The last game of the regular season, they beat Michigan at Ann Arbor by a ton.
Marcus Liberty, right?
Marcus Liberty was a sixth man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bad NBA player, boy. Oh, boy. Just a dead on arrival NBA player.
Yeah, Hodges was always okay. I never had any, going back to his high school days. So and Steve Fisher, I never had any problems with either, because Steve had himself a little bump in the road here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some bumps in the road. We visited with him. It was about 2 years ago or something.
He was having a nice run at San Diego State,
yeah,
right?
Kawhi Leonard.
I forgot there was Kawhi Leonard.
Mr. Basketball in California, he got him to go there.
Yeah, amazing. And he had a couple other good teams. He made a couple nice tournament runs at San Diego
State. Let me tell you something. Fish knows how to do it, if you know what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, he knows how to do it. Get guys to get. So Tim Floyd's still employed. Tim Floyd, come on. There's a way you do this.
Mm-hmm.
If there's fine, do whatever you got to do to get your guys. All you need is basketball, so all you need are one or two.
Just don't pretend. Just don't pretend that you're doing it the other way.
But I can't. That the Stan Van Gundy stuff is so awesome. It's so awesome. That's basketball. That's what you don't get from these jackass football coaches.
Right. Well, you don't get it from anybody. In fact, well, Barry brought up, all right, when's the last time we've had that in this town? And we went back to Ozzie Guillen and played the Ozzie Guillen rant where it ends with, and thanks, pitched well. Right. Because there's a minute 42 before that where he's just destroying the very fabric of his team and everything that they're about. But there's nobody in this town who would come close to ripping their team.
No, basketball's different because sometimes it works. Look, Fred Hoiberg got his team to play hard.
Well, and he'd been building for Van Gundy, too, because they were sort of playing like the Bulls before they got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were awful, and then you get to last night when he's, oh, my God.
Here's the difference, though, is that he's in charge. He runs everything. It's easier for him to say. See, correct. There was a moment last night. I was talking to Cody Westerlund before the show, and I saw him tweet something like this. There was a moment before the game when Fred Hoiberg was asked about three-point shooting. And
you got to be careful because his roster doesn't have it. I'm guessing, but is that what you're saying?
So it was, if you listen to Fred talk a lot, it's rare to hear him choose his words. He's a very easy talker. And he can handle himself very casually without sounding like he's thinking about what he's saying. But in answering that question, it was obvious he's thinking, well, how do I explain our shooting woes without completely torching my general manager?
Right, my roster construction.
Is there a coach in the Eastern Conference that's happy other than Ty Lue?
Is there a coach? Just stop. Is there a coach anywhere that's happy?
No.
Well, I mean, but so just in general, I mean, the teams that were supposed to be good aren't.
Yeah, that's why this is going to be a long, ugly slog to the six or seven. Yeah,
well, Toronto's really good. Toronto can they can
really good.
Offensively, they score a lot of points. They start the game with 30 points. I mean, it's just they come by it quickly. I don't know if they're going to be able to defend well enough to get past anybody, but boy, they can sure score.
Well,
they
got to get past one guy at least. We know.
All right, man. Well, you've got Greg Gabriel today. That's good.
He came up an awful lot during the show today.
He's got strong thoughts about this thing.
Oh, yes, he does.
And he should, but he's. I love his perspective, though, that he admits that he comes from the perspective of a personnel guy, and he's seeing it through that lens.
Well, you know, what you just said about, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, in terms of how these things kind of happen as guys get frozen out, you know, that's... Have that conversation with him. I'll look forward to it. That's at 4 o'clock. Habarkish later on. Matt Miller, the second half. Gentlemen, have a good show.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Barry and I back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Back in 1997, my rookie season in the NFL, our Jim Fossil-led Giants won the NFC East and hosted the wild card game against the Minnesota Vikings. We weren't a great team, but we could play. And on this playoff football Saturday, the first half was full of some frustrations, but we still took a 19-3 lead into the halftime locker room. The only problem, we didn't actually make it into the locker room because of a fight that broke out between a group of our own players in the tunnel. You can imagine what happened next. We were disconnected in the second half, gave up 20 points, only scored 3, and ultimately lost 23-22. I bring this up because of the argument that got some press over the weekend between the Broncos' Aqib Talib and Russell Okung. Now, Coach Kubiak has to downplay this as nothing, but these defending Super Bowl champs are a team on the edge of missing the postseason. I think that they're veteran enough to move past this, but keep an eye out because nothing can easily become something that derails a season. I'm Tiki Barber.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade, and we're willing to pay during Grossinger Hyundai's year-end trade-in event. Get top dollar in cash for cars in any condition. With over $5,000 off on a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra, save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Hyundai. And Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood will save you over $4,400 off a new 2017 Tucson. The end of the year means our best price during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. There's never been a better time to buy. Hurry in. These savings are available this week only at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerhyundainorth.com. That's grossingerhyundainorth.com. Number 870265, number 870368 off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,389 per thousand finance, plus tax, title, license, and 169.27 dock fee expires 1/2/17.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualify buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars for K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing there?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine,
Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Miller is going to talk football with us at 3. We'll do the second half today at 3:30. Greg Gabriel at 4. Hub Arkish at 5. And surprises along the way as well. We also are going to give away a pair of 4-packs to join the 670 The Score holiday broadcast breakfast. And we've got more Jets pizza to give away today. You've got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Oh, wait, no.
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com. The radio.com application is for your mobile device. You download it and you can have the show with you wherever you are. Producers today, Baldy McGrindy, Brennan McCaffrey.
McCaffrey's as great a kid as there is.
Oh, my God. He is Baldy McGrindy. He's a specialist. You know why? Because he can do anything he needs to be done.
Chris Tannehill.
Less than a week until Santa Claus comes to town, but we had a special visitor make an early appearance today at TSN.
That's right. Stucky Claus surprised some sports fans in a holiday edition of Beer Money.
Yes.
Roll the video.
Ho, ho, ho. Stucky Claus here playing Beer Money. We're not giving away beer money this time. We're giving away CSN swag. What number does Marian Hossa wear? Oh, I'll tell you what number it's not. 83. That's wrong. 81?
Yeah.
81's correct. Give me a prize. Thank you, Santa's helper who didn't dress up as an elf.
You're struck though.
Now he's not even really playing a lot. Now he's just going straight for it. There's no nuance at all now with Stucky Claus. Oh, that's just great.
That's good.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:29 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welch Ryan Arena tonight at 7. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears are practicing today on their regular day off. That's because they take on Washington on Saturday at Soldier Field. Washington coming off a loss to Carolina on Monday Night Football last night, so a very short week for them. And while the Bears sit at 3-11 at the bottom of the NFC North, head coach John Fox told WBBM that his team will not stop trying to get better.
Well, we obviously at 3-11. I mean, we have a lot of work to do. I mean, that's probably an understatement.
Probably an understatement. Bears and Washington Saturday at noon. Blackhawks looking for their sixth straight win tonight at the UC as they host Ottawa, against whom they've won 7 straight at home. Good news for the Hawks. Coach Joe Quenneville says Corey Crawford was back on the ice for the morning skate and he could possibly play Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov day-to-day with an upper body injury. Coach Q said he could be back on Friday as well. The Bulls are back to 500 after a win over Detroit last night at home. They'll return to action tomorrow night when Washington comes to town. And in baseball, the Red Sox trade former All-Star pitcher Clay Buchholz to the Phillies for a minor league infielder. Padres are set to sign former Cub reliever Clayton Richard. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
And at 132, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 score. Let me just add this, talking about Stan Van Gundy going off last night and so forth. The Eastern Conference, even for starters, other than Cleveland and LeBron, wasn't good enough for this, where all these teams are seemingly regressing. I don't know what happened, why. I'm not sure in every case. But even if Toronto's good, I mean, they're not going to beat LeBron. It was supposed to be some semblance of balance to the rest of it now. And all of them have problems or just bad or not watchable, whatever it is. I don't know why because it certainly seemed like they're up-and-coming teams.
Yeah, I thought the Pistons would be much better because they had moments where it looked like something was starting there. You know, that something,
and now?
And now you don't really see it. And it just, especially when they play like they don't care. And that can't, and Van Gundy,
he's been bitching about.
And Van Gundy knows that that can't happen on a coach's watch because no. Then soon the coach's watch is, it's over. His watch is broken because you're not allowed to have that happen. And
I just don't, you know, I mean, okay, that's the way they look to me too, but you know, I'm loath to say that because every time I used to say that about somebody, I'd get a coach screaming at me, but that's okay. But, I mean, he's been unhappy all along here. His unhappiness hasn't really, you know, nothing stopped for a while now. And, I mean, if they're no good, and Boston isn't what I thought they'd be quite yet, I mean, they still will be. I mean, you've got one bad conference, and yet your team, your Chicago Bulls, are going to be lucky to finish around 500, I would guess. I mean, there's just too many nights where they just disappear.
They're the perfect embodiment of everything you're talking about.
Yes, they are.
And that's why when the Bulls are able to all of a sudden, oh, look, they played well because they said they were going to, and then they just did. Mm-hmm. At some point, that becomes an indictment. Yeah. At some point, you're just saying, really? Well, this is that's what it was just because? Seriously?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad commentary when you think about it that you need to trot them out for a difficult practice. It's almost like back to training camp or something.
And that's my point.
Somewhere there's an indictment there.
That's my point. That all of a sudden say, hey, look.
What are you doing?
Look what happens when we care.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's exactly what, you know, without saying it, that's what he's saying. I mean, I don't know if he believes that. I don't know what Fred believes, but all I know is that if it takes that, then you're doomed. You're doomed. If it really takes that much to get their attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry we bothered you with this whole thing about having to try.
Well, it certainly is the way it looked because you cannot possibly be as bad as you were in Milwaukee and come back the next night and be worse.
Well, look,
on your home court.
I guess that you got to name names at some point. And the name I'll name is Rajon Rondo. That when you talk about a level of engagement or a level of especially defensive desire,
yeah,
that you can paint with a broad brush and say it's everybody. It's him more than others, because look, I don't think that guys like Mirotić and McDermott lack for effort.
No,
I just think sometimes some nights they suck, and there's nothing you can do about
it. Just because they suck, not because they're not trying or they're not, you know, whatever. And that's
right.
Correct.
Some nights they're just bad.
Yeah, and Buckets is always trying, but some nights he's just got awful.
And some nights Wade doesn't have good legs.
No.
Because he's 35, mm-hmm. And he's got a ton of miles on him. He's got a ton of minutes on those legs. And it's just the fact that he's already gotten this far and he's been this effective is a bit of a surprise. But when you bring in Rondo, you're going to get that kind of inconsistency that makes coaches crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then coaches mention something to him and he throws a towel at them.
Yeah. Well, he's testing them.
I just like to see who's coaching. Yeah, keep him on their toes. He was coaching hard.
Yeah, he's coaching hard. I just think there's too many in this entire conference. You know, I love the NBA, but man, I'm hard-pressed some nights to find something that I say I really want to watch that unless it's a Western Conference game. I mean, and even there are some dogs out there, too.
Right. You know, the Pacers were a team. They think, oh, okay, Paul George, blah, blah, blah.
Remember Barkley, the first night before the season began, had the Pacers as a lock for the playoffs.
Okay.
Or the top four, a top four seed in the East.
That's a reach.
Well, that's what they were trying to tell him. Everybody on that panel was trying to tell him that, Kenny, and they're all trying to tell him that. But because he said, did you mean to say Indiana? He said, thought about it. He said, yeah. Yeah, Indiana.
He realized he was kind of locked into that. Yeah, he was locked into that position. Not much he could do.
They're not. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the season, but if they're a top four, oh, my God.
Yeah, then your conference sucks.
Oh, boy.
And it's possible it does.
But very possible. Very possible. And I think that's more frustrating than is anything else for Fred. Because, look, after you get beat like that by the Bucks tonight, does it really take all that much for a professional to come back and have a little pride when they take their home court? And then to do it again, and then have this a long practice and do this, that, and the other stuff, and then say, that's what they needed. Oh, come on. Come on. You're full of veterans on that team that know what's going on. Please.
You're not supposed to be a team that needs that. You're supposed to be these sort of self-starters, self-motivated.
Yes.
You had one guy on your team who fancies himself a top player in the league who also some nights just doesn't seem to have it.
Correct.
Which means you're probably not a top player in the league because those guys don't slump. Those guys don't have nights where you get back-to-back ass kickings. You're down 30, or you blow a 21-point lead, and then you're out of consecutive games in the first quarter and back-to-back nights. And then the coach has got to give you the equivalent of a bag skate to remind you, hey, do your job in his way. And then, okay, oh yeah. All right, it's early in the season. It's not mid-February.
And you know, the thing is too that when you look at this, I don't know what you're talking about if somebody called in and made the statement that Jimmy Butler is one of the top five players in the league. I mean, I don't, you know, I think he's a very good player, but top five in this league right now, no, not even close. Guys that are have been good or continue to be good this year. There's no surprises about basketball per se, and I don't know how you make. Maybe it's how you make the Matt Barkley statement. They haven't seen a quarterback like that in a while in a Bears uniform. I heard him today. Whew. Okay. All right. If that's what you want, but I mean, the starting five of the NBA. Be a hard one to if you took all conferences and picked five guys to start a game. I might be able to beat you with the second five, and Jimmy Butler still wouldn't get called.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You're listening to The Score.
Thursday, cap off The Score's holiday show with the final Bors and Bernstein show ever. Ah! Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Bors and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
Who cares?
It's all over. Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Tell me this is a bit!
Don't miss the final Bors and Bernstein show ever on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm mad at all of you!
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help! I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 NBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Visit Sam's Club to make your holiday parties the envy of the season. Rely on the club for fresh holiday flavors, dazzling variety, and irresistible savings. Like 72-count Starbucks Pike Place K-Cups, $6 off. Delicious 48-count Ferrero Rocher, $2 off. Or an incredible USDA Choice Beef Tenderloin, $10 off. Shop Sam's Club today, the destination for your holiday entertaining needs. Hurry to Sam's Club for amazing savings. See Club for details.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Stan, what's most concerning about what happened out there?
That we got crushed at both ends.
A disappointing performance no matter what, but coming off a team meeting and all of the...
A team meeting, my ass. That stuff's... Like I said before, that stuff means nothing. It's what you do on the court. Talking's easy. Look, I have nothing to say. I mean, you know, it was a disgusting performance. So, by all of us, me included. I mean, it was unprofessional, embarrassing, humiliating, whatever you want to say. It was terrible.
Well, I know, but look, he's been saying that for a while. He's been mad. That's just the nature of a basketball coach. He's just been mad about everything. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But what's not to like about that? I mean,
nothing.
See,
well,
and
great.
Of course, he gets back around to it. Every coach always has to say it. They always had, well, me included. Me included. Brian Billick talked about that a little bit last week. We said that's now you absolutely have to remember to say, well, it's me too. All of us have to do it. I got to coach better. It's ultimately my responsibility, me included. But he doesn't really think that. No. I can tell you right now, there isn't a bone in his body that thinks that it's somehow that performance was his fault.
Yeah, it looked, and maybe they'll still, you know, get it going a little bit, but. Up and coming would be too strong a word for them, because when I think about up and coming, I'm thinking somebody's going to be playing for an Eastern Conference or Western Conference championship within a reasonable amount of time. At least I do. When I look at it, I don't use up and coming in the NBA unless I figure there's enough there. I mean, even though everybody thought they would be better than they are, and maybe they still will be, they're not that yet, unless there's some crazy thing that happens. I don't know what that would be, but they're not that. You know, they're not like, oh, they're really getting really close. No, they're actually not.
And their best player is just a big brute. You know, really, he's a terrific player. He's a terrific rebounder, big man, mm-hmm. old-fashioned shot blocker type. But, you know, he can only do so much because he can't score. He can't hit a free throw. So, you know, again, the Milwaukee Bucks are an up-and-coming team. That's what it looks like. When you have identified... young potential stars. There are guys you can point to. And I still think the Timberwolves would be one of those teams. I don't think the Pistons are there yet. They can be good. They got some pieces. And if they do play
No,
sort
the
of...
Timberwolves have a bigger upside than the Pistons, even though they're...
Correct.
The Rutgers wouldn't say that to you, but...
Correct.
Suggest that for a second. But I think once... I mean, I don't know exactly what they need. They need a little bit of everything, a little bit of savvy, a lot of other things. But if you're going to stay in where you're at, and kind of look at this team and said, all right, I'm not going to make any more trades. I don't need to. I don't know what Tom's going to do. I know he wants to make a trade. But even if you don't, I mean, what you have there isn't that bad to start molding into something, is it? Is that so bad, that nucleus of that team?
No, the issue that you – I think the central issue that you hit on is that the Bulls find themselves that had they timed it better, they could be outperforming themselves.
Had they
timed it better,
you
could be looking at a different version of basketball hell in which you could consistently be the three seed. If you had a little bit of shooting and you had a little bit of a bench, the fact that they're this flawed and still 500, where nobody's rising, and LeBron's not getting any younger.
31.
It's not as if because if you really were handicapping this right now, when he finally abdicates, when the time comes that he just can't be the reason why that they're a championship contender solely, it's Milwaukee. Right?
It is for my money.
If handled correctly.
It is for me.
If handled correctly, that's
wrong.
That's probably what you're looking at. And I saw a tweet, I think it was Zach Lowe, who tweeted that, and it happened to be coincidentally after a couple games against the Bulls, which he didn't note that context. He said, if an alien visitor had never seen the game of basketball before, somebody might conceivably ask, in the last couple performances, these Milwaukee Bucks, these are the best basketballers on the planet, are they not? And the answer would be, well, they were playing a particularly uninterested and unaware Bulls team in consecutive games, but that's what it's supposed to look like. That it's arms and legs and flying all over the place like that, and a fast break where the ball never touches the ground, and a guy's launching himself toward the basket from the 3-point line and finger rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. And the shame of it is that for whatever they've been trying to do, however they said, well, we like our core, or we're still competitive, or Derek's coming back, or we love Joe, or Luol Deng, that you've sort of kept it going to a point where, wait, three drafts are on the bench, and teams are already slotted ahead of you, and the conference was there for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't know it at the time, but it was right there.
Yeah, and I think it's also been, I don't know if Bulls fans are paying any attention, but it's also been kind of proven, in case anybody didn't like the deal, where you didn't bring a couple guys back. I mean, even that would have just made it continually worse, but at least you're not faced with that. You got rid of what you need to get rid of, but still, even that being said, you're just not left with enough to refer to them as anything.
Yeah, see, I think you got at least fair value in that deal.
I do too.
And maybe both teams think they do, or maybe they don't. But see, but that's, look at it. Look at it from the perspective of the Knicks. They're saying the same damn thing. They get Carmelo, they keep him there, and they think that they're looking at the same conference. They're saying the same stuff, right?
They are.
It's there for them.
They are.
And yeah, and there's the questions about Phil. Does he know does he value the 3-point shot? Do they really understand the significance of it? He's still, they tell Hornacek, run it wide open. And then, maybe we want you to run a little more triple post in here. And everybody's saying, oh, no. So interestingly, the two teams involved in that deal simply swapped a bunch of parts that didn't really change their trajectories.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep.
I think it probably tells you that
there wasn't much involved
in the deal.
That's not unusual.
Right.
Not unusual. Who's the second best player in the Eastern Conference?
The second best player
in the East.
Second best individual player.
Mm-hmm. This is strictly a matter of opinion. I'm not even sure I have one yet. I'm working on it.
It's DeMar DeRozan. Right now, it's DeMar DeRozan.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Right.
And what do you think the gap is between him and LeBron?
Significant. Still.
Huge.
Because it should have been Paul George at this point.
Yeah, it should have been.
Because and somebody would say talent wise, you could argue it's still Carmelo because he can still score, without even really trying.
Yeah,
but he hasn't exactly played inspired basketball.
No, he does not. Many nights he does not. So I think, wow, that's quite a drop though, from LeBron James to DeMar DeRozan. That's quite a thing there. At least in the West, there's several players there that you go, wait a minute now, fella. Hold on there. The gap isn't quite as large between Curry and the rest, or Durant. If you like Durant better, to me, you could make that case this year.
Right now, Russell Westbrook is leading in basketballreference.com value over replacement player.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to ask you, by this metric,
yep,
value over replacement player, We have to go down four to find the best player in these, because the top three are all Western Conference players: Westbrook, James Harden, and then Chris Paul.
James Harden is killing it.
And so is Chris Paul. Chris Paul is third. Who do you think is the highest ranked? I'll tell you, the answer is not LeBron James. LeBron, right now, the answer to your question, at the moment, LeBron James is the second most valuable player statistically in the Eastern Conference. He is number two to the fourth overall, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is just a tenth behind Chris Paul. He's at 2.6.
I can't argue with that. I mean, the Bulls are still rubbing the ball marks off their heads. So, I mean, I can't. And I'm not talking about basketball marks. It's hard to argue with that. Yeah, we just had a double dose of him that's pretty spectacular.
By this metric, this is Giannis at 2.6, then Durant at 2.4, then LeBron and Jimmy Butler.
Oh, there he is.
Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert, who's also having a monster season. Yeah. Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, Kemba Walker, one player on that team.
Kemba Walker's having himself a hell of a season, too.
Yep. Mark Gasol, Damian Lillard, John Wall, Blake Griffin, and at number 20 is the resurgent Otto Porter of the Washington Wizards.
We'll see him.
Surprisingly, DeRozan, while he has scored a ton, is probably hurt because of defensive lapses, and I don't know their calculation of VORP, because you know, another thing you could look at would be win shares or win shares per 48, and
I just think there's a it's quite a drop off to where you get in the Eastern Conference, and look, it's a player's game. You can say all you want to, but if he's the second best player in the East, despite what those numbers say, you're not. And somehow Cleveland has their number. They always beat them.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. When we come back, we're going to give away a four-pack of spots at the Scores Holiday Broadcast Breakfast. It's after an update on the Score.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's Holiday Broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon and Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and the final Boers and Bernstein show ever from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Windy City Suites, Arango Cigar, and Bolingbrook.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Rosemont with their action-packed world tour at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that'll have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on the radio.
Like Tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Dating back to 1885 is the founding franchise of major soft drinks. Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th.